Well, we thank everybody for being part of this study. I'm sorry for running late because I have been toiling over what areas do I need to present. We have covered a lot of ground, and now we're at a point that we need to understand what is true. We find ourselves in a day when truth, you can't tell the difference between truth and error. People think they know the truth, think they're being taught the truth, and are deluded into believing a lie. Such was the case of myself. I remember when I was teaching and preaching and teaching on last day events and teaching on health and teaching on all of these different areas, and I thought I had it down pat. People had approached me to tell me about people of color, one individual. And I told them, well, if the people in the Bible were black people, if they were people of color in the Bible, you know, all those, you know, the movies would have told us, you know. I mean, the picture that I see of Jesus and the angels in heaven and the people in heaven who are rejoicing, I mean, all the pictures show me real very clearly that they're all white. White angels, white Jesus, white God. You know, white people in heaven, you know. And, you know, obviously, where were the black people? Oh, come on. Now. Everybody knows where the black people were. They were in the back making the milk and the honey. Like we always do, you know. Just like during slavery. It was a slave mentality of the Bible that I had accepted. That I had been taught all my life. And my parents was taught. And my grandparents was taught, and every generation who had come, who had been enslaved in America, we had been enslaved in this mentality. Now, I didn't know any better. Remember, I was just a kid. I mean, how am I supposed to know? Matter of fact, the Bible tells us to grow up, and many of us who are, you know, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, still are babes in the word. Okay? Babes. That means you don't understand. You just accept what the slave master has told you to believe. And we go to their schools of accreditation for them to tell us even more of propaganda of what we should believe. And knowing us, you know, we just follow master and just say, yes, master. Yes, master. And that's all we do. We do not do what the word has commanded us to do. Search to see if these things be so. Check it out. Be a noble Berean. And I thought I was a noble Berean. I did read. I read the Bible. I read Sabbath school lessons. Yes, I read the stuff. And it was down. And I went to the seminars, Revelation seminars, Daniel seminars. I was able to get it down pat. I said, I want to teach this. I want to. Yeah, I was fired up. Yes. And I did. For many decades, I could even say decades. That I was preaching stuff that I believe was truth because that's what I was taught, but it was propaganda. I was only teaching propaganda, the lie of the slave master. Slave master tell servant, slave, obey your slave, obey your master. But I didn't even know I was a slave to master. I thought I was a free moral agent. thinking of my own, not realizing that they had implanted these thoughts in my mind to believe. In fact, this is what we call a sequel to slavery. Mentally enslaved. It has been made possible by our system of miseducating innocent people in the church, in the school system, from pre-kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. And for some of us in college also. Getting accreditations, getting licenses, getting approval by slave master. Getting accreditation and curriculum to enslave my mind so that I will be a mere reflection of another man's thought. And this other man is slave master's thought. Now, I was being miseducated innocently. I was an innocent person, a bystander, who just happened to be walking around on this planet and listening to the propaganda of the church, of the government, of the school system, of the higher, quote, education. Because they were using social engineering, socially engineering me into reflecting slave master's thoughts. That's how it was made possible, through miseducation, and everyone receives miseducation for free. You don't have to pay for it. And if you want the real one, then you pay for it. You can go to parochial schools to get a double boost of religion and state doctrine, propaganda. Or you could go for free in the public schools and they will give you propaganda of slave master for free. And it is a system that of miseducating innocent children, people, adults, babies who do not know what is happening to them. It is so subtle that men have participated in promoting it, including myself. I promoted this miseducation. I promoted this indoctrination. I promoted this dogma. I promoted this tradition of men making void the law of Yahweh. Thought I was promoting the law of Yahweh, but I was an innocent bystander promoting, teaching doctrines of white supremacy by slave master without even knowing what I was doing. That's the worst part about it. I did not know I was doing it. If someone had asked me, and many times they did, I said, yes, this is the truth. You hear me? The truth according to slave master. But I didn't know that. It is a self-perpetuating system of control that has hijacked true education and replaced it with miseducation. They use an accreditation of our curriculum system to enslave people's minds. This mental and spiritual slavery we find ourselves in today is equal to and is sometimes worse than the slavery of our forefathers a little less than 150 years ago. Now, they knew they were enslaved. They knew that slave master was lying to them. They knew that they needed to get away. And they knew they needed to come up with their own thoughts. They could not just rest on the laws of slave master to tell them that that's what they needed to do. They knew that. So they were on guard to guard their minds and their souls from slave masters. But today, we do not guard our minds and soul, mind, body, and soul from slave master. For he has presented his information to us so subtly, so professionally done, as we call it, white magic, to enslave the black mind and all minds on the planet. He would not rest in just enslaving black people. He had to enslave the Native American. He had to keep down economically the rest of the world, India and Asia and Africa and the African diaspora. He caused World War I and World War II, white fighting whites, whites taking over the planet, and they trying to rule the world for white supremacy. Remember, Hitler was a member of white supremacy. That's what supremacy was. Did you know that the SS, Secret Service, that they were monks from the Catholic Church? Did you know that they prayed and offered up, what do we call it? They offered up masses for every war that they fought. Did you know that this was the design of Rome to enslave the planet in Roman Catholicism or Roman Christianity or the Roman Catholic Church movement? It is called the Universal Church because it says it will conquer the world, and it has not changed to teach white supremacy. And they couldn't even agree amongst themselves of who would rule. So that's why there was World War I and World War II to find out who, which of the white boys, which of the slave masters will come out on top. And eventually they came to the conclusion that, listen, hey, we need to stop fighting ourselves because we are the majority, less than 5% of the population of the planet, and people of color is the majority. And for us to work this out, we need to form a United States of Europe, as prophesied in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Also prophesied in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And they are the ones that have the veto power of the majority on all UN vetoes. I mean, you think all of this is a mistake? No, it is not by mistake. It is by design. It all became possible under our system of learning a free education, which is in reality not free, enslavement through miseducation of the masses by way of social engineering. It trains innocent people to get degrees. And those who do not really know what is happening to them while they're in these institutes of higher learning to brainwash them to the max. And they come to, some might come to the point when it is too late. Oh man, what am I doing? I'm teaching the wrong thing. I'm not promoting. I'm destroying my own people. I'm educating my people to kill each other. I am propagating white supremacy in the classroom. I am discouraging young black men and boys and girls and people of color to have self-esteem. All of the curriculums and teachings is teaching white supremacy such that whites will feel superior. And so that is what is sweeping the planet. Remember, Hitler said, hey, blonde hair, blue eyes is the super race. Now, that was over in Germany. Now, we said we were fighting against him because he believed that. And he would kill off the European Jews, as they call them. They would kill them off because they were not that. Wow. So tell me, what is it between that and the slave trade in America? Or the Jim Crow laws? Or segregation of the South? The Bible Belt. So both were Bible believers. Hitler's Nazi movement, the fourth rights of the rich, of white supremacy. Yes. And the Bible Belt people that is being taught today. So if you want to, so basically the KKK and the Nazi movement, they were just the same groups of people, just in different parts of the planet. That's all. But they were teaching and doing the same thing. And the end result was the same. Well, let's take a break at the moment so you can have a chance to think and pray about what you are hearing.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier, that's medorapurier.organogold.com, or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You eating your seed. You scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study as we go through and try to understand what is truth. And truth, that truth, not a truth, the truth, not propaganda, the truth. Not Sunday school lessons, the truth. Not Sabbath school lessons, but the truth will set you free. Amen. Now let's wrap on. Okay, so where were we? Okay, it says, this all became possible under our system of learning and education, or our free education, which is in reality miseducation of the masses through social engineering. It trains innocent people to get degrees, and those who do not really know what is happening to them until it is too late. And some never come around. Some never pull out of this situation. Now we're going to give you some scriptures that's going to be explaining all of it. I know you might say, okay, never heard this in the scriptures. Okay, we get there. Calm down. It is so subtle and imperceptible that we participated in promoting this social engineering without even knowing what we are doing. By promoting the schools, the education system, and so forth. Now, you said, well, Emmanuel, what could you do about it? What have you done about it? Well, what did I do about it? When I had children, my ex-wife and I had already determined that we would homeschool them, because we did not trust the education system. Okay, because we knew they were miseducating and brainwashing my kids. So we would say, nah, we ain't gonna do that. Okay, not at no kindergarten or no way. Mm-mm. So she got her master's in speech therapy so that she could teach, you know, languages and English and literature and liberal arts stuff. And then I had my master's in engineering so I could teach the science and I could teach the mathematics and the algebra and the calculus, and, you know, trig if you needed it. You know what I mean? So we had all bases covered. Now, most people aren't married or people are not got together such that they can form a community or group such that their people can learn like that. And we were writing our own books on people of color, and we were already conscious, and so we were making sure that our kids were not getting that. Okay? So, yes. So you have to really plan. As a matter of fact, you can do it as a community. So everybody doesn't have a master's and teach math and all of that and sciences. Everybody can't do that. So, but if you can get together with groups or a place where boarding school where you can send your kids, then that's what the European Jews do. The European Jews, they have their own schools where they teach all about their history and about how they misinterpret or interpret the scriptures and put it in together for them. But we don't have one, and which teaches also white supremacy. I mean, because that's what it is. It's European Jews, white Jews, yeah. Okay, so it's nothing new under the sun. But they do that, even though they were being subjected by Nazis in Germany and so forth. And so even here, We could do the same. If we're smart enough, we can try to say, hey, you got a degree in this. Hey, why don't you come together and start a little school, and you got to teach, you know. Or if you have these schools, that you'll start using our books, People of Color in the Bible, for children, for pre-K, kindergarten, so they can color in it so that they can learn all these things, and the high school students. So these curriculums, you can fight with. You can counter by getting the books that's on our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's what they were designed for, to counter the revolution. The revolution will not be televised. To counter the miseducation and propaganda that we are being fed every day of our life, no matter if we're watching TV, no matter if we listen to radio, no matter if we listen to a song or the music, no matter which way we turn, every way, even the magazines that we look at, even they call it subliminal subduction, there's a message behind with the pictures that you see. You didn't know that, did you? Okay, anyway, let's keep moving on. It's all part of social engineering to people. After city receiving so many degrees in education, now I didn't say in science, I didn't say in engineering, in education, when you're going through the liberal arts schools, yes, that's all propaganda. In the sciences, that is not propaganda. Mathematics is not propaganda. These are tools that govern the universe that Yahweh has put in. So those who are learning this is learning some things about Yahweh and his mind and how he thinks. But all these other schools of learning, liberal arts, that's why it's called liberal, okay, is brainwashing you such that you get these degrees in education. And we hate to hear, and there's people hate to hear and find out that we are part of the problem innocently by being brainwashed to propagate propaganda of white supremacy and scared to change up. And so that's why we created these books and these websites, and we created these videos and DVDs and CDs, and that's why we have this radio show, that we can now get exposure to countering the miseducation that has been controlling our community and the world. Most of these educated people are not conscious, even though they have a PhD, doctorate, or whatever. They are not conscious enough to figure out how to get out of our present day dilemma. Our books is designed, our website is designed, our videos are designed, our CDs are designed to introduce present truth for our time and to help us in our present day dilemma. We have been called by Yahweh to be watchmen on the wall of Zion. Ezekiel 33 verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. So that's why we talk about the clean and unclean animals, because Yahweh said that these are things that will warn us from getting these diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, all the different diseases that are in the African-American community as a whole and around the world. Because as you pick up the McDonald's, you pick up these European diets and lifestyle, then it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter who you are. You still get obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, have to deal with dialysis machines, and all the others. Okay? Our websites and books and videos and CDs and charts are written to enlighten our consciousness and understanding of all people, of every race, of every creed, of every color, and of every religion affiliation. This radio show and the websites are just an introduction to new terms and concepts of thinking. At this time, we're going to take another pause for you to hear from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling
or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with. Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. This is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this. When you contemplate the condition we find ourselves in today, think about it. That's why we pause. And hopefully you had a chance to think about some of this. To me, I was at a loss of words after realizing the state of myself, my deluded self, and my people. I was furious as I watched my people sleep on, and myself when I was in that condition, as if we have no care in the world, as though if everything is all right, which I thought it was. I thought slave master would have taught me right. But realizing slave master is capitalist system, and so it's only out to make money off you. So it doesn't matter if what church you belong to, because they're out to make money off you. That's all it's about. Remember the golden calf. The golden calf of Jeroboam. King Jeroboam. Remember that. We cut it this last week. If you don't get it, go back and listen last 2 weeks. King Jeroboam, he set up golden calves. And he said, "Behold, Israel, this is thy gods." And it is today. And what do we have on our dollar bill? In God we trust. The money, big money. And when you speak with people say, "Man, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter how much green you got." That is their God. That is the God of capitalism. That is the God of slave master. That is the God of anyone who buys into this system. So, don't tell me about how they worship idols and all of this other stuff. Don't be telling me about in the church that these guys worship idols and they do. No, you worship idols too. Your greatest idol is your God, your gold, your golden calf, your green. In God we trust money. And I ask the question, when or would we ever awake out of this predicament, dilemma, mind control that we find ourselves in? So, when I read Proverbs chapter 24, verses 11 and 12, "If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death," that's exactly where we are. The African diaspora, people of color around the entire planet, being drawn to death. And those that are ready to be slain. And we are being slain moment by moment. The brothers in the streets don't have nothing to live for, so they kill each other. They think money and drugs is their God. They'll tell you that's their God. And they worship it, and they will kill for it just to make the next buck. People who's on drugs and addicted to heroin and cocaine, and alcohol, all of these inducements, they will tell you that they will rob from their mama. They will sell their sister. They will sell their wife into slavery. And they did. So, this is the dilemma we find ourselves in today. You see our young people in prison, killing each other on drugs. It's a total mess. Not even educated to understand how to read and write so that they can get out of this dilemma. When I saw we being slain and we're slaying each other, verse 12, Proverbs 24, "If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not." And at one time, I did not know. I did not know because I was part of the problem. I perpetuated white supremacy, teaching it in the churches. And tell you, if you didn't believe it, you were going to hell. Yeah, I sure did. I did all of that. Obviously, I wasn't awake to anything. And I knew it not. "Does not he that ponder," if that's Yahweh the heart, "consider it?" Did he realize? And Yahweh pondered and saw my lost soul out there trying to act like I knew what I was talking about. He saw my lost soul in 1988. He said, Emmanuel, wake up because you are teaching heresy. I said, listen, y'all, man, hey, this is the stuff I've been taught. I'm reading your Bible. No, man, this is you teaching white supremacy. But brother, you are not teaching the word of Yahweh. You are teaching propaganda. I was shocked, and I was saying, well, listen, isn't it? He said, no. I was like lost in space. Now, he was considering my heart, and he considered, because he keepeth thy soul. Does not he know it? Yes, he knew what was deep into my heart of how I wanted to do what was right, but the struggle was there, and I could not find what was right, as Romans 7 said. That good that I wanted to do, I find not. And the evil which I don't want to do, which I was propagating, I do. And he knew down deep in my soul that Emmanuel did not want to be slave masters, mouthpiece. So he awoke in me from this sleep. And shall he not render to every man according to his work? And so I was lost thinking I was going to heaven. I was teaching it, and then I would say, wake up, brother. It became clear to me what I must do. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Of themselves, of Yahweh. Of where and how he tells us how to communicate. We sit in church lackadaisical, and we cannot even get, when we get home from church, we don't even know what the brother preached on. And what he talked about the week before, and what he talked about, we have no clue. That's because we are being hypnotized, or mesmerized, as they would say. That's right, mesmerism, being practiced in the church. White magic is called. Yeah, oh yeah. People call them out. It's just like, you know, hey, if you go worship and, you know, that's the way it came out. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. We had what? I rejected knowledge. I rejected it. Didn't know. Thought I was accepting it. I was rejecting knowledge from on high, from Yahweh. And so Yahweh says, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me. I swore I was a priest. I swore I was serving Yahweh. I was nothing but serving slave master and his imps. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of Yahweh, of Elohim. I also will forget thy children. And that's the condition we find ourselves. So we as African people, we as Israelites, we as the true Hebrew, African, classical, ancient Israelites of the Bible, not the European Jews, but they were not European. Europeans don't show up until the New Testament, so how could they have been throughout the Old? It doesn't even make sense. So at that point, our parents had forgotten how Yahweh instructed us. Our parents have been taught this miseducation and has propagated it from one generation to the next. And so that's all we had to give. So, this radio show, book series, website, videos, charts, CDs, DVDs, is a last-ditch effort to awaken us out of our sleep. Also to answer and address these disturbing contradictions and inconsistencies we are faced with today. Some may say, so what? Big deal. It does not matter that the Bible says we are being destroyed for lack of knowledge of Yahweh's word and laws. Let's think about it, of how we justify some of these things. Let's just look at one text here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This King James Version. Now, the Spirit speaks expressly. That means the Spirit is speaking clearly. That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Amen now. Are we departing from the faith? Yes, we are. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now think about that. Now do you think that's what's going on today? You can be for sure it is. And when we return from our last break, we will go into detail and explain what Yahweh is saying here.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next thing, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hana Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, thank you for coming back. We appreciate your time and interest in this study. Remember, we are studying truth shall set you free. Part one. Okay. We have just read a little bit about 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. We stopped at verse number 2, where it says in the latter days, these times that we're living in, that people will depart from the faith. What is the faith that we're departing from? Notice here in 2 Timothy makes it clear that in the last days, during our times, not the future, not the past, not all this, our times is present truth in the present day. We will and have departed from the truth or the faith, the truth in the word of Yah. And you might be saying, how have we? Okay, we're going to go through that in a minute. As you've been able to see, the stuff that I've been saying is what the Bible says. We have departed from the truth of the word of Yah and have believed a lie. You get that? What do we do? We believe a lie. Because it said they were speaking lies. Most people listen to this Eurocentric viewpoint, which I call the doctrines of devils, according to this scripture, which is nothing but propaganda, or as we call it, seducing spirits. That's what propaganda is, seducing spirits, to get you to get you to act on something you have no clue of what you're acting on. You're possessed by a spirit. Oh yeah. And it seduces you. That's what propaganda does. And the Eurocentric viewpoint is nothing but the devil's doctrine. The doctrine of devils. Because there were no Europeans and they don't have the right to interpret the word of Yahweh. Because it's not their book. But slave master did. He interpreted. And he put his books together. He put his Bible commentaries together. And that is what you study in the seminaries of European white supremacy. Every day. Go check out Robert Morris University. They'll tell you their white supremacy viewpoint. Go talk to the KKK. They will tell you. Go talk to Nazi members and people who are members of the SS and all of these different things. They'll tell you. They're not ashamed of what they believe. Because it is nothing but the doctrine of devil. These lies confuse people who do not know what is happening to them. They just believe blindly of what Master has told them. Well, my denomination said, well, my book church manual says, well, my pastor said, well, my bishop said, well, my pope said, well, my father said, well, my this, that, and the other. Just following on blindly The lies confuse the people. They don't know what to believe because they are blind. As the Bible says, the blind leading the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. Yeshua made that crystal clear when he was here. Okay. They just believe blindly. And one day, they will, maybe, awake out of this sleep. But they might not. And why? Because, let's see what else the Bible has told us. After sitting under this doctrine or teachings or traditions or brainwashing, one's conscience becomes locked or seared with a hot eye. It's like you iron clothes. Okay, you're gonna get them wrinkles out, and you iron over it, and the wrinkles come out. And so those who are now confused and don't know what to believe, they just wrap that. The teachings every Sunday, every Sabbath, every week, they just keep brainwashing you from childhood all the way up until finally you give in. That's what your conscience becomes locked into, a way of believing that they cannot hear the truth anymore. Wow, that is deep. That's what is called by the conscience being seared with a hot iron. That's what we read. That they are so blindly believe the lie that the lie becomes real. The Bible says truth becomes error and error becomes truth to them. And these are the days that we are in, and that's why propaganda, propagation of white supremacy, of slave master, is still being infiltrated, and why the African diaspora is killing each other and killing themselves, and economically in a tight stranglehold by master has determined that he would not allow them to ever realize who they were. So, when we look back at Jeroboam said that, hey, I have to make sure that the Israelites do not go down to Jerusalem to worship Yahweh. Because if they do, they will realize that I have broke away from their master. That I am an offshoot. And I will die. They will kill me. And they will go back to their master. And so we cannot allow this to happen. So Jeroboam, with his counselors, have thought up of how they would keep the people. And so that's when they had their own priests. They created the priests of the lowest of the people. Now just imagine, people who can't read and write and who lived in caves, they call themselves. They say they lived in caves. Us in Africa, we didn't live in caves, okay? We lived in caves. They lived in caves. They say the lowest of the people. They stole our heritage. They stole everything. And now they act like they're in charge. So the lowest of the people now are become the priests of this system of white supremacy. And as we have read in Revelation chapter 18, it says, Babylon has fallen, has become the habitations of devils and the fowl of every unclean and hateful bird. So, yes, the devils are in there. These spirits and doctrines of devils, yes, the Bible told us it's there. It's here. All throughout Babylon. And we're in the belly of the beast. Yes, we are. And he told us. But after sitting under this from age to age, decade to decade, generation to generation, hundreds of years since 500 AD, since the European Catholic Church have taken over the book and have rewritten it, or rewritten the commentary that everyone uses. They just quote each other. White man quotes white man. They just quote each other and whatever. That's all they're doing. They're just quoting each other to propagate the propaganda, because it is his story. It's not the true history. It's his story. And such that our minds become so locked in that we don't even understand of how we're being used and manipulated through social engineering. As the Bible just said, their conscience becomes seared and they cannot hear the truth anymore. And they start to believe the opposite of what the Bible is really saying. Now, we, like I said, we're going to look at Timothy. First Timothy is going to show you how we misinterpreted everything I just read. They cannot hear the truth anymore, and they start believing the opposite of what the Bible is really saying, which makes things contradictory and inconsistent. In other words, hypocrisy. And that's what we read. Hypocrisy. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a live iron. With a hot iron. And that some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, verse 3 says, forbidding to marry. Now, in this italics and commanding, that's added, to abstain from meats. Now, meats is foods in the Bible. Meats is not flesh, which Elohim has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So he said that, you know, that Yahweh created everything, every creature good to be received with thanksgiving to them that know the truth. So if you don't know the truth, he's not talking to you. To them that believe the truth. For every creature. Now notice what he's saying. Now make sure you understand that which Elohim has created, receive with thanksgiving. He didn't say eating. Receive with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. So if you don't know the truth, then this doesn't qualify. Now he expounds upon a little more. For every creature of Elohim is good. You hear that? Every creature of Elohim is good. There is not, the swine is good. Good for what? Not good for eating. He tells you that up front. The swine is good for cleaning up the earth. Now just imagine if you didn't have a sanitation department. Just imagine if you didn't have nothing to clean up all of these dead bodies. Just imagine if you didn't have the shrimp and the lobster and the crab to clean and the catfish to clean up the ocean. Then everything would be polluted. Europeans were doing that. That's what the Dark Ages was about. That's how they caught all of these different diseases and so forth, because they had no sanitation department. Now, once Yahweh, they realized Yahweh had a sanitation department, and the black Moors from Africa came up to Europe, into Spain and Portugal in particular, and civilized them and taught them of how to get clean and how to wash and how to have three meals a day and teaching them light and all the rest of the different things and giving them libraries and knowledge and science. Now the Europeans were able to come out of the Dark Ages that were created by the church. The Catholic Church ruled at that time. And they had brought darkness in on the whole sector of Europe. And it took the Africans, the black Moors, that's what Moor means, black, the black Moors from Africa to civilize them and to bring them out of darkness. And that's why they were the lowest of the people. And that's how they became now. Now they become the priests. You get it? The priests. That's what Jeroboam did and made them the priests. The lowest of the people. Because all they want is money. Green. That's all they're into. Now they have you believing that lie. You're not here on this planet to collect money. You are not here on this planet to obey master. You are here on this planet to obey one master. And that is Elohim. That's not Emmanuel. That ain't no man. Only Elohim. And it says, for every creature of Elohim is good. Now, you got to know what it's good for. Like I said, the pig is not good for eating, because he tells you that that's an unclean animal and it's going to kill you. Even the doctor tell you once you get old that you can't have no more pig, swine, lobster, crab, all of those sanitation departments that Yahweh has made. They tell you can't eat those, otherwise you're going to die. You have a heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. I mean, you name it, and they tell you that. So why do you wait for the doctor to tell you what Yahweh has already told you, who is the master of the universe? And it says, for every creature of Elohim is good and nothing to be refused. Okay? Refuse what? If you write. If you better make sure you understand. If it be received with thanksgiving. Amen. You thank the pig, the swine, for cleaning up the earth. You thank the sanitation department that come around your house each week to take away the garbage. Okay? You thank them. It's thanksgiving. Amen. Now, for it is sanctified by the word. Okay, what is sanctified by the word? Everything Yahweh has said. By the word of Elohim and prayer. Now, wait a minute. Now, see, people are going to take that and say, now, see now, brother, you just read, for every creature of Elohim is good. That's how the brothers in the South would say it, and the brothers in the North, or whoever. Slave master. Yeah, it is good for eating. And it didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. Their minds are seared with iron that they can't even perceive the truth. With contradictions. How could a pig be clean when the word of Yahweh has said it is unclean? They said, now listen, brother. Now that's the Old Testament stuff. Now we are the New Testament believers. Oh, what, you a Gentile now? Oh, yeah, I'm a Gentile. Well, then if you're a Gentile, you can eat and drink and do whatever you want, because you ain't Yahweh's people. But if you are Yahweh's people, you made a covenant with him, and he promised that if you break the covenant, he will pour out his curses upon you. He did not pour out his curses on the white man. He can go around the planet killing and massacring everybody, enslaving the whole planet. That's what he's doing. And Yahweh ain't punishing them, boy. He never made a covenant with them. But the black man, the African diaspora man, people of color, people, he did not put you in that situation. And so you will go on if you want and follow that, eat that swine and do all that, and find out that you're coming down with all these diseases and you're going to die. Quick. Okay? And that's what they would say. Every creature under heaven is God said is good to eat. You didn't add that. You're adding to the word. That do not add or take away. And nothing to be refused. See, you can't refuse me. You can't tell me I can't eat this thing. If it be received with thanksgiving, and I give thanks to the Lord, all I got to do is pray over it. For it is sanctified. Did you hear, brother? It is sanctified by, they drop out this part, by the word. No, they say, it is sanctified by my prayer. And I pray over it, and it is good. See, that's the part, that's another lie. He didn't say that it is sanctified by prayer. He didn't say that. But that's what they say. I pray over it. So, hey, amen. Lord bless my food and then let me get to it. He didn't say that. He said it is sanctified by the word of Elohim. And the word of Elohim condemned what he says. Yahweh says, I do not change. So if he said it was what? Unclean? The Old Testament? It is still unclean in the New. Okay? Just because you think you are Gentile, just because you think you are what you aren't. And slave master know he ain't no, he know he a Gentile. He know he ain't no, he didn't make no covenant with Yahweh. And so he said, hey, I can eat anything I want. You sure can. You can do whatever you want because you didn't make no covenant with him. But those that made a covenant with him, he says, hey, yo, bro, it has to be sanctified by the word. So what Yahweh said is clean in the Old and New Testament. What he says is unclean in the Old and New Testament. And if you don't like it, what can I say? Now, I'll give you another text. I know you go and say, no, brother, now listen now, brother. Now, you screwing up with the words. Now, you trying to fix the word. I said, hey, I'm just reading it straight up of what it says, my brother. I know you want to say, well, now listen. Now, Peter said now, what thou is clean, call thou not unclean. Amen. Now, oh, Corinthians. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Acts. We can talk about Acts for a few minutes. You know, I know you want to talk about Acts. I know. Let's finish it where we here. Now we can see the hypocrisy here. Okay? We can see how the people brainwash here. We can see of how they're misusing the every creature of God is good. We can see how they're misusing, for it is sanctified by prayer. Don't say it's sanctified by prayer, okay? That's first of all. And he didn't say that every creature of God is good for eating. And that's what they add. They add and they subtract it from the word. That's how they do it. See, you think it said that. It didn't say that. He didn't say that it's good for eating. He didn't say that. He didn't say that it's sanctified by your word of prayer. No, he didn't say that. He said it's sanctified by the word of Yah. Get that straight now. But, so now you can see the hypocrisy. You can see the inconsistency. And that's what he said it would be. Verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy. That's it. They just lie. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. Okay? And the people can't hear it because they've been brainwashed. That's where the conscience being seared with a hot iron. See, Yahweh has told us all the stuff that's going on that I told you. I told you all the stuff that I was going to share with you. I told you it's in the Word. I told you I was going to share with you. I was going to show you where it was in the Word. So you can't come back and say, "Yo, brother, I didn't see that." And then, brother, you see it with your own eyes. Your hands have touched. And when would this happen? In the last days. Are we departing from the faith? No question. Everybody knows they're departing from the faith. Homosexual pastors on TV having sex with kids? Come on. What kind of joke is that? Okay? So filled with seducing spirit. And people want money. They want God for money. They said, hey, prosperity gospel. Come on now. Speaking lies and doctrine of devil. If they can't tell you that the people in the Bible and their pictures show you that these people are white and the movies show you that they're white, you know you could throw that out because that ain't true, because the Bible just said that they're going to speak hypocrisy. Okay? They're going to speak lies. And if you want to believe the lie that you may be damned because you love not the truth, that's your choice too. Because he says that in 2 Thessalonians. We read that before too. See, all these scriptures are coming together now. We know that every creature of Yahweh is good for the purpose that Yahweh made it. Everything is sanctified by what the word of Yah has said. Which means, if Yahweh said it should not be eaten, it's unclean, then no matter how much someone prays over it, he cannot become good for your body or clean. Because it is sanctified by the word of Yah and not by someone's prayer. There you go. I know y'all, you're saying, "Yo, brother, now come on now. And you're stepping on our toes." Yeah, brother. You know that I came. You know me. You know I come down here to throw down. We ain't here to play. You won't be safe, right? You want to know what is true, right? Okay. But thou hast cleansed called not unclean. Is that right? Everybody remember that? But hey, we are going to discuss that. But Yahweh has cleansed. Let not man say it's what? It's unclean. And we know that in Acts chapter 10, that's where we're at. And we're gonna go through this because I know we need to hear it. We just want to clean up this thing, you know. And they said, okay, now what about Peter? What about Peter's vision? Peter's vision tells us point blank that what Yahweh has cleansed, called that not common. Okay, well, let's read what it says now. Okay. In Acts chapter 10. I want to make sure you can get there now. I don't want you cutting up and acting like you don't know. Okay? Okay, this is what, let's start from verse 1. Okay. There was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared Elohim with all his house, which gave much alms, that's much money, to the people, and prayed to Elohim always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of Elohim coming to him and said unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayer and thy alms are come up for memorial unto Elohim. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake to Cornelius was departed, he called for two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. As they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he came and he became very hungry, and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him, as it had been a great sheet kneaded at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Peter, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What Elohim has cleansed, that call not thou come. This was done thrice, that means three times. And the vessels were received up again to heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry of Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, which is surnamed Peter, were lodged there. Now notice, he said that they took the, now let's look at it a little bit now. He said that he was in a vision, and it says that he let down sheep, and it had unclean and clean animals in it, and so forth. And it told him to eat them unclean animals. And Peter said, Nah, brother, I don't eat unclean animals. And that happened how many times? Three times. So we should expect three different unclean things to come to Paul. And you're going to find out. These Gentiles that was fed to Cornelius' house was those three sheets. You'll see that in a minute. Three sheets, three people came to him who he considered unclean. And then Yahweh says, Hey, what I've cleansed, that call not common. Okay? All right. Now you're going to see in a few minutes. Now, verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. There you go. There's your three men. There's your three unclean men. There you go. Now he's telling him what? Don't call them unclean. Don't you do that. Arise, therefore, and get down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Now notice, so he's telling him, hey. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom thou seekest. What is the cause thereof, ye are come. And they said, Cornelius, this centurion, a just man, and one that feareth Elohim, and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned of Elohim by an holy angel to send for thee into his house. And he heard these words. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them. And certain brethren of Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after, they entered into Cornelius, into Caesarea. And Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and their friends. And as Peter was come to Cornelius, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up and said, stand up, I am also a man. See, so they don't be bound to no pope. I don't care what they say. They don't bow to no pope. You don't bow to no king. You don't bow to none of this. You don't bow to nobody. And then they got the nerve to say, kiss my ring. See, this is contrary to the Bible. And you say, you're Peter's representative. Peter says for the Gentiles to get up in front of me. And you say, bow down and kiss my ring. You know you're from the devil. That pope and that whole system of Christian movement, of that whole movement that he told us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, the name of Jesus, saying that Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive many. There you go. So when you see that Peter's, if you tell me you represent Peter, and then Peter says for you to get up, and you say nail, and you say kiss my ring, and you know you're from the devil. Mm-hmm. That's right. Counterfeit. Don't you forget that. That's that golden calf mentality. Okay, finish reading. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know, how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come in unto one of another race. But Elohim have showed me that I should call no man common or unclean. See, that's the vision that he was shown. Peter explained the vision to them. It has nothing to do with animals. It has nothing to do with eating. It has nothing to do with that. So Peter lets you know, hey, he told me not to tell anybody is clean or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore, for one intent ye have sent for me. Okay? So, here you have an interpretation again of man reinterpreting what scriptures say, trying to tell you that they said now he cleaned all the animals and you can eat the unclean animals and get sick and die. And then he tells you in Timothy that he says that as long as you pray over it. See, these are all subtleties, as we've been talking about, miseducation, brainwashing, as the Bible puts it, deception of the highest order. So I pray that now you can appreciate and see what is going down. I mean, I told you I would share with you in scripture of where all of these things would happen. I know you were questioning to see if these things are so. And he says that Satan, he says that you learn the truth, that the truth will set you free. You don't want to be free? That's what this series is about. The truth will set you free. Notice in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31, and said Yeshua to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then shall ye be my disciple indeed, and ye shall know the what? The truth. That's what we want to know. That's what we're here to learn. The truth and nothing else shall make you free. And so, as you can see, if you don't want to come down with those diseases, then the truth is don't eat those things. Not complicated. And now the question is, do you love the truth? Because if you don't love the truth, guess what? Yahweh will send you a strong delusion that you will believe a lie, that you might be damned, because you love what? Not the truth. Did you know that? We've read this many times. We quoted it. We talked about it. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of saints. There you go. Amen. Now, with all power and signs and lying wonders. There you go. There's your lying wonders. These are these signs that I've been telling you about. Of brainwashing, social engineering, miseducation, biochemical warfare. I mean, these boys are throwing down everything they got. Signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness. Now, what are they going to use? Deceivableness. There you go. There's your propaganda. Mm-hmm. That's all they're going to use. Curriculum. Accreditation. All the stuff. There it is. It is right in front of you. And all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because what? Now these are in the lower, as Jeroboam said, the lowest of the people were made. The priest. Okay. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, them that perish. That's right. Those are the people that are perishing. Because they receive not the love of the truth. There you go, my brothers and sisters. That's what I've been telling you all day. Because they don't love the truth. Because their minds have been seared to reject the truth. Because we must believe Master. We must believe what the church tells. We must believe what the Sabbath school is. We must believe what the church ran. We must believe the Sunday school is. We must believe what Master has said. Because he won't pay us, you know. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them a strong delusion. And that's what we are in. We are in a deluded state of socially engineered individuals. That they should believe a lie. And that's what we just read. We just showed you how the teaching of that Yahweh has now made the pig and all it is, you know, the delicacies of the American diet, of the European diet, and other diets, that the catfish and all the unclean animals that Yahweh said that we can't eat, that he says that it is forbidden because it will kill you. And we eat it, and it runs up our blood pressure, diabetes, and so forth. And these is what we are talking about, that their minds have been seared, that we can see that these are lies. The Bible never said that he gave permission for Peter to eat unclean animals, and now he can eat the unclean animals. He said, no, this had to do with you interacting with other nations and not being able to give them the truth because you think they're unclean. That's what he's talking about. And then for you to say or believe and teach that, hey, Yahweh is teaching us from the word of Yahweh that if we pray over it, it will be cleansed, it will be sanctified, and it will not hurt us. And that is another lie. Okay? So these are what he says, that we will believe a strong delusion that we might believe a lie. And this is the delusion. The delusion is that they come in the name of Jesus. As Matthew chapter 24 says, many shall come in my name, in the name of Jesus, saying that I am. Jesus is the Christ. And shall deceive many. There it is right there. That's what he said. Strong delusion that they might believe a lie, that they might be what? Damned. How will they be damned? By what they eat, by damned in reference to the disease, the high blood pressure, the diabetes. Clearly that damned. And people going through that and the cancer and the pain they got to go through, the radiation and the chemotherapy. Oh my goodness, people are suffering so bad because they believe not the truth. Because they believe a lie that is killing them. that they might be damned, who believe not the truth. And it says, because you don't believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, next week, we're going to go over, you know, some other stuff. I mean, we can go over other spiritual growth texts. You know, with Romans. We can be going over other different things. Justification. What does it mean to be under the law? Okay? That we are free from the law. What is the atonement of becoming one with Yahweh? So remember, choose you this day whom you will serve. This is what they said with Deuteronomy. This is what it said in Joshua and all of that. We won't go into that today, but we will. You can cover it. You can look it up. Deuteronomy 30 verses 15 through 20. Look up this stuff now. And Joshua chapter 24 verses 13 through 15. And 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21 through 24. You tell me, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. If Baal, the golden calf, is God to you, the green, follow him. And what can the people say? What can you say? And if it seems to be evil, that you can't eat your swine, you can't eat your catfish, and you can't eat your lobster and crab, if you believe that is evil to serve Yahweh because he restricts these from your diet, choose you this day who ye will serve. Whether it be the gods of Master, which we have served, and our parents have served, and our great parents have served, and everyone that had come over here who had lost sight of what the real deal was, have served. For Yahweh has set before us this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose you life, or be deceived. And choose death. But for me and my household, we will follow Yah. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you grace. Oh Yahweh, please bless the people. Help them understand, open their mind, their consciousness, their very existence, so that they might be able to perceive the things of Yahweh. That you might be able to help them understand what does it mean to serve Yah. Yes.